When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Guys, Wendy needs us. Okay, so let's dive in and see if we can help her. We were invited to our friend's 40th birthday party, she says.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise party thrown by the husband at a fancy restaurant. They reserved the entire back room. Fancy invitations went out. And on them, in addition to the who, what, where, was also in plain bold print, no gifts, please. Just bring your warm and pleasant company. So we abided by the request. When we got to the party, maybe close to half actually brought something for the birthday girl, to which she seemed delighted.
Okay.
And nobody commented that the gifts were unnecessary. We aren't cheap, and we most definitely would have brought something for our dear friend. In addition to feeling embarrassed, my friend acted differently towards me and didn't immediately return a post-birthday call, which isn't like her. Do people not mean it when they say no gifts, please? And how are we supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Should we do something now? Like, should I buy her something now? Thanks for any help.
I think now, no, you don't buy anything now, because that then just looks weird.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, hey,
I feel like I needed to buy you something because other people did.
Yeah, that sounds weird. I like when I see no gifts, please, I listen.
Now, see, I have been...
You've been guilty
on the other side of, well, let's bring a little something anyway.
Well, okay, if I see, like, no gifts, then I will say I won't wrap something, but maybe I'll bring a bottle of wine.
Right.
Or I'll bring something like that that's maybe more to be consumed or shared with everyone, So...
That's always a safe bet. Like, if they say no gifts, you can still bring a gift like that. I think
if they say no gifts, you can still bring a gift.
Right.
You just did it wrong, Wendy.
Just so that you're not ending up like Wendy.
Well, Wendy, that's hindsight now. So right. Wendy's like, well, I guess I wish I would have known that
for the next time. And that's what I'm saying. Maybe Wendy, for the next time you get in this situation, maybe we still bring a little something, something. Like even if it's like hostess level kind of gift, like a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Something. That you know, and I think it also depends on how close you are to the person. Like if this is kind of someone that's just an acquaintance or maybe like your husband knows or, not sure.
Right.
But since they were really good friends, then maybe we still bring a little something, something.
Okay. So what is there anybody who's had a very awkward situation like Wendy? And
well, yeah, I am a little concerned that the friend is now treating her differently.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
Because you said no gifts. Like, the fact that she's kind of being cold to her now sucks. Like, well, that's not being a good friend.
Right.
Like, don't put that out there if you're expecting people to bring you gifts.
Right. Well, if she is accepting those gifts, I mean, and to be fair to the hostess,
right,
she can't control over what people bring.
No. But she could have been like, oh, guys, no, I said no gifts. Oh,
Oh, thank you, but right, no right. gifts. Oh, yes. Thank you, but
then
no gifts.
Not hold it against the
not
people.
Not hold it against Wendy.
Yeah.
Who
abided by what it said.
All right. What's your take on this? What is your story of something like this going sideways? 502-795-1997. That's our number. Group therapy. Wendy wonders if she actually made a mistake by not giving her friend a 40th birthday present at a party that said
no gifts, please.
Yep.
But half the people brought gifts.
Right.
And now, birthday girl seemed to really like that.
I know.
And that's kind of treating Wendy a little differently, is not great.
Birthday girl probably needs to talk to her husband and say, hey, why'd you say no gifts?
Exactly. Exactly.
I like
or
gifts.
Just realize that Wendy was abiding by what the invitation said. So don't falter for that. Allison says, I think if she's the kind of friend you would have brought a present for if she wasn't having a party, she should have bought her a gift, maybe not giving it to her at the party. So you typically exchange birthday gifts, then you still should have gotten her something.
Aaron suggested in the future, bring something like a bottle of wine just to keep, or something small to keep in your car.
Yes.
To assess
what's
going on inside the party.
Yeah, and accidentally leave it in the car until you go into the party and assess.
Exactly. And then if you need it, you can go out and get it. If you don't, then... You get you get to keep whatever you brought.
That's a safe bet.
Jessica on Facebook says, yikes, that's a tough one. Kind of like when people say, in lieu of flowers, please donate to this charity in an obituary.
Right. But
people
then,
still send flowers.
Exactly. Because you don't want like there to be no flowers.
Right. So maybe, Jessica says, send her a card with a gift card in it and say something like, hey, I know we weren't supposed to bring gifts to the party, but I still wanted to get you a little something for your big 4-0.
Yes.
That way you let her know that you're just abiding by the rules. And it's possible that she did not know the invitation said that. Though.
Right.
It still is kind of crappy that the friend is taking it out on her or what it seems like.
Well, yeah, Rachel says, is it possible you're reading more into her behavior because you feel awkward and embarrassed about not bringing a gift? Maybe she didn't seem like herself because she was overwhelmed in the moment. My guess is that has nothing to do with you or the gift.
Yep. Okay. All right. So maybe in the future we take the approach of the...
if it says no gifts, still bring a little gift.
Yeah, bring a little gift. And maybe just keep it in the car, right, like what Aaron suggested.
So if everybody did get the memo and nobody brought everything, then you're
fine. Then you're fine.
But then if everybody ignored it and everybody brought something, then you're covered.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Hey, good luck. You know, keep your head high. It's all good. It's group therapy.